You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here. Come rally with the dog pound at the 2015 Cleveland Browns Fan Fest on Saturday, June 6th at the Cleveland Convention Center. Meet Browns players and alumni, including the 2015 Browns rookie class, with autograph sessions throughout the day. Hear from Browns head coach Mike Pettine, President Alex Shiner, and more. Get your tickets now at clevelandbrowns.com or on the Browns mobile app. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, the Jorder, Jason Gibbs. We are back here. And I'll tell you what. People are digging up my Virgil picture all over the place. What's the stance on going sleeveless with a bow tie? I think it just shows it's called integrity.
It's called integrity, but also, too, it goes to show how comfortable you are wearing a jersey with no shirt.
Yes, incredibly comfortable.
Yes, and it's like second nature for you.
It's almost like, yeah.
You might that Virgil outfit might as well have been, like, all the jerseys you've worn with no shirt below prepped you for that moment.
They did. And
they really
well.
Did. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
No. Super comfortable. Thank you.
And
confident as well.
Thank you for noticing that.
Sure.
All from one picture. They it does have 1,000 words. It's pretty good. I like it. I think it's fantastic. So the Browns have signed their 7th round pick, Ifo. He's in the fold here. They still have a few of their guys. 6 of the 12 have been signed now. 6 remain to be signed for the Cleveland Browns, but they've got Ifo in the fold. So
yeah, we got Ifo, and I just want to take a stab at it, because now we got the pronunciation in the press release. Ifo Ekpre Alomu.
Ifo Ekpre Alomu. Alomu.
Alomu.
Yep, I like it.
And we're not making fun. We just want to get it right.
Yeah.
And I think for a Cleveland Browns fan, this is a name that you want to learn how to pronounce, because he's going to be very good. In the National Football League.
He certainly is, and he'll probably redshirt this year and then come and contribute to the Browns 2016 as he works to come back from that devastating knee injury. Now, we talked earlier about the Browns, and we'd say NFL.com talked about the projected 2015 starting lineup for the Browns. Here's what they've got on offense. Josh McCown, quarterback. Isaiah Crowell, running back. Wide receiver 1 and 2, Bowen Hartline, slot Hawkins, tight end Hausler. Left tackle Joe Thomas, left guard Joel Bitonio, center Alex Mack, right guard John Greco, right tackle Cameron Irving.
And I know that as we teased this throughout the first hour, there were some, most of which you agreed with, and I'm going to predict what you didn't agree with offensively.
Go ahead.
And I believe it's the last two that you announced. You believe that Michael Bowie will be the starter at right tackle and Cameron Irving would be moved into right guard.
I think Cameron Irving will be the starting right guard. I think right tackle will either be Mitchell Schwartz or Bowie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's the little discrepancy.
On defense, they've got Dez Bryant, Danny Shelton, Randy Starks up front. Outside backers, Mingo and Kruger. Inside backers, Dansby and Kirksey. Corners, Hayden and Williams. Safeties, Gibson and Whitner.
And the only one, and I like that. And I think that they had to pick another inside linebacker to play next to Carlos Dansby, and in this case, they picked Kirksey.
Yep.
And I think that we're going to equally see as much Kirksey as we will Robertson this football season.
I mean, I think you're right. That's where I would have said maybe if they said Craig Robertson, I wouldn't have batted an eye at it either. But they pretty much, I think, have the starters down there for the Cleveland Browns. Crow, I think, will be the starter at running back. I think Duke Johnson will work in quite a bit. Those receivers, top three, I think, are pretty much set. Hausler's definitely going to start a tight end. And the defense is set, and that's a pretty good team. Now, what makes me feel better about this Browns team than I have in years past is that means now on the offensive side of the ball, you've got Johnny Manziel, who is not starting. You've got Terrence West and Duke Johnson not listed there. That's talent. You've got Gary Barnage and Jim Dre at tight end who are not listed. Again, good, solid veteran talent. At wide receiver, you've got Taylor Gabriel, Vince Melay, not listed. On the line, Greco would go to being a backup, but Mitchell Schwartz here is not listed. Michael Bowie is not listed. On defense, in the defensive line, Phil Taylor is not listed as
John
starter.
Hughes.
John Hughes is not listed as a starter. Billy Wynn, Xavier Cooper is not listed as a starter, so there's a lot of depth there. Linebackers, Nate Orchard and Craig Robertson. And corners, you've got Gilbert, you've got Kaywan Williams, you've got Pierre Desir not being listed. At safety, you've got Ibrahim Campbell that you drafted, Jordan Poyer. So as you can see, you almost could put together a whole nother almost, you know, starting lineup at most of the positions, certainly on the defensive side of the ball, that's not bad.
No. And it's deep.
Which is a big difference from last year.
It is.
A big, big difference from last year.
It is. And like I said, I also think it's a bit, not only a big difference, but it's a big upgrade. And that's something that's very intriguing about why I have so much optimism going into this football season.
So Kevin Griffin just texted us all from the airport in Los Angeles a picture of the guy that he is next to in the airport terminal who is wearing jorts.
See? And no one would be caught dead at that airport in a jersey with no shirt underneath.
For sure.
No.
Guarantee you there
it's
are more
California.
People.
It's California.
I guarantee everybody in California there are more people in L.A. walking through that airport in like Kobe Bryant jerseys than there are people walking around in jorts.
All douchebags.
Why would you say something like that? That's such a judgmental thing to say.
Yep.
That's not nice. My friend Vince Conti, friend of the show, for sure would be walking through that airport in New Jersey, and he is a great guy. My oldest friend in the world.
Fantastic. That's why he's your friend.
I still make fun of him. Yes.
Come on.
You two are slapping high fives as you walk down the hallway together.
We will.
You guys will walk through the airport
we
holding hands.
We will slap high fives.
Hey, do you want to switch jerseys here right in the middle of the airport? Take off yours. I'll take mine.
Do you, Gibbs, want to switch jorts? You want a jort swap?
No.
No, dude.
No, dude, that's crazy. Nobody's nobody's jersey swap. This is outrageous. When we come back, we're going to do a little, we're going to get into fact or fiction. And I hope you come up with some jort questions as well. And we already know the answer to number 6 is already, we know that's fact. Nonetheless.
No, we don't know that.
Oh, no, we do. It is. Yeah, it is. It is. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Also, in the final segment, we'll let you know what they said about the Browns rookie class, where it fit in their power rankings. Very interesting. And Gray Farmer, kudos to you, sir. KG, travel safe from L.A., my friend. Watch out for the jorts. Don't get a jortfection. You don't want to get infected by the jort movement. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, the
makes
jorter.
Makes no sense.
CBD, it makes perfect sense.